Welcome to Mastering Life's Adventures, an educational podcast about tapping into your true self, the soul, your soul, the substance of your life, to discover what life's ups and downs are really about, and how to have a greater sense of purpose, peace, joy, and fulfillment. I am Dr. Judith Holder, your host, coach, psychologist, fellow seeker who enjoys diving into the connections between spirituality, psychology, wellness, and your everyday life's adventures. All preparing and polishing you like the facets of a magnificent diamond to be your best self. If you're craving more from your life, you are in the right place. Come, let's journey together and transforming what you know into who you really are. Mastering Life's Adventures begins now.
Hi, I'm back with another episode on Simple Keys to Soul Growth. And my focus this time is on perseverance. Perseverance, because I think it is so important to advancing on our path, whatever that path may be, in terms of our spiritual evolution and growth. And so I want to talk about that a little bit and give you my thoughts, and you probably have some thoughts as well, and I'd be always interested in hearing your thoughts. So when you think about perseverance, you can think about it as like you want to finish something. You want to make sure what you started, you finished, you completed, you push forward through obstacles, roadblocks, stumbling blocks, whatever may get in your way. I'm going to go around it. I'm going to go over it. I'm going to go in a way that allows me to continue to move forward, regardless of this roadblock in front of me, regardless if I stumbled. I'm going to pick myself back up, and I'm going to keep on moving to finish the race. That's persistence as well. Perseverance. Perseverance has other names, and we heard those names and through grit, for example, Duckworth. In 2016 or so, came out with this whole notion of grit and the power of being persistent and moving through the different challenges that you may go through. Because ultimately, be it in school, be it in your career, be it whatever, it allows you to develop character. It allows you to develop other aspects of yourself that you never thought about that you had sometimes. And you only know about it, you say, wow, that was really hard, but I learned so much from it, which is important. Another quality of this perseverance is the quality of determination. We're just determined. We're going to do it. We're going to do our best. We're going to let go of the rest. You ever hear that saying? And then also drive, driving us to kind of keep on moving forward. It's like driving us to making sure that we are going to complete what we did start, or we are going to finish that race, or we are going to finish that project that we said we're going to do, but we kept on having some roadblocks, and therefore people around us might be saying, oh, you're not going to get that done. But you decided perseverance was a part of the qualities that you have, and you did get that project done, and you got it done pretty well. The other part of a perseverance is resilience that happens. Because of our perseverance and our grit and our determination and our drive, we actually develop a degree of resilience, that we start to have this sense of inner confidence and belief and knowing that we'll get through this. It may be hard right now, but life has shown us we get through things even when life is hard. Those are good qualities. Those are the good things that we want to have blossoming and manifesting in our lives, because through this perseverance, we know that it predicts achievement. It predicts success. Research has shown this. When we are engaged in a particular task or goal or in our dreams or our passions, if we persevere, we really are willing to change. But on that pathway of our goals or our dreams or whatever we're trying to achieve, it may change a little bit. It may be tweaked as we're learning more through the experiences of things. We're learning more about what it's going to take. But we're continuing along the way because it's helping us to refine that dream that we may have. We refine that vision that we have for ourselves, and also grounds us into the awareness of, okay, if I can't do it this way, is there another way I can do this? It grounds us in curiosity and a desire of wanting to see, okay, there got to be another way I can do this. And you say, okay, this direction here is not going to make it. I'm not going to be able to get this project done in this amount of time, but what can I do? So it taps into an innovative or creative juices within us to be able to think about another way that we can be able to achieve the goal because we're engaged. And our perseverance allows us to tie into something greater than ourselves, tying us into the soul substance of who we really are, to be able to know that there's many ways we can go about achieving something. And it doesn't have to be one way only. And we have to be open to that. And this gets us into talking a little bit about the impact it's going to have on our soul and our soul growth and our soul evolution. But before we get too quickly into that, I want to talk about five reasons why we sometimes do not persevere and how these five qualities are not friends of our soul. They're not friends of helping us to guide us, to direct us, to move us forward in our own soul evolution. So I'll get back to the soul in a minute. But the first that I want to talk about in terms of the ingredients that move into that moves us into the lack of perseverance is this whole notion of the big P, procrastination. And a lot of people will tell you, well, I procrastinated on that, and it was only I got it done the 11th hour. And it wasn't that great, but it was the 11th hour, and that's why it wasn't really that great. So that's okay. And we have to realize our procrastination may be due to many things, but also it is due to having to make a decision and follow through on something and engage. And when we're not doing that, then it ends up, we sit on the fence of life. We sit on the fence, like the analogy of, you know how the birds, when they have on the high wire, the one pole and another pole, and you have the electrical wire. Well, you have the birds that sit on that. Well, we can have these qualities I'm going to be talking about that are sit on this particular wire. And I'm just going to use the analogy of a fence in this particular case. So the first quality that sits on that fence is procrastination. We don't make a decision either way. It's okay either way. We don't have to do it now. We can do it later. Or we're engaged in doing too many other things right now. And so that's all forms of procrastination. The second ingredient, which may tie into our lack of perseverance, is indecision. It's like a cousin to procrastination. And indecision is that you don't want to make the wrong decision. So you don't make any decision. You make no decision. And guess what? You're on that fence with procrastination. And on that fence of procrastination and indecision, you have another quality that gets in the way, that moves us into the lack of perseverance. And that is indifference. We see a lot of people, especially sometimes our youth, moving into indifference. It's okay. You know, it doesn't really matter. And that quality of indifference is as if it puts you in the gray zone, I guess I want to say. It's like not hot nor cold, nor black or white. It's gray. Is in this middle zone, this gray zone of indifference, which is lackluster. that doesn't allow you to feel degree of energy that is needed to live life more fully. So we get indifferent to it. We get indifferent to life. We get indifferent to making decisions. We can become indifferent to whether we want to go out or you want to stay in, or whether we want to do the schoolwork or we don't want to do the schoolwork. We want to engage in that project at work, or we really don't really want to engage in that project. And there's an indifference that happens. And you know what? The indifference sits on the fence of procrastination and indecisiveness. Are you seeing this pattern? This pattern that's happening, that we don't realize that it is having an impact upon our soul and our soul growth. And it's giving the message that really vibrates from the quality of, I don't want to live in the messiness of life. I don't want to live in the messiness of life. It's too messy. If I have to make a decision, I don't want to. Because you know what? It may be painful. I don't want to experience pain. Or it may be too hard. And so we don't do it because it's going to be too hard potentially. Or we get into this kind of spinning wheels of indecisiveness. So procrastination, indecisiveness, all are having these ongoing qualities of, I don't want to engage too actively in life. I just want to coast in life. But that's not what we're made of for those who are walking a spiritual path. No, that's not the way in which God wants it for us. God wants us to make decisions. God wants us to be fully engaged. God wants us to learn from the decisions that we make so that we can refine those decisions. Living in the gray zone means that you are living a lackluster life, that your soul is put on hold in a holding pattern because it can't learn if you're not willing to engage. You can't learn if you're not willing to start to look to say, okay, what happened here? What can I do different in this situation? What am I learning from this situation? And even if it has some pain to it, sure, none of us like pain, but we learn from the pain. And that's the key thing. We're learning, and that's what the soul wants. It wants us to continue to learn, continue to refine, can continue to develop certain qualities and attributes that are uniquely yours, that God has given to you as gifts to you. But if we're not in the living or engaging of life, we may not find what those qualities are, what those uniqueness of who we are is, because we're living in the gray zone. And God wants you to live in technicolor, not the gray zone, but live fully in life and engage, learn, grow, and advance from those experiences that helps the cultivation of the soul and the soul's evolution. But I have two more qualities that of this ingredients that kind of tie into this lack of perseverance. So the fourth one is what I recall is that we live in some ways with not having goals, I guess I would say, goalless, that we're not able to have goals and a vision for ourselves of how we want to be. Some of that comes with mentoring. Some of that comes from reading and helping you to understand yourself a little bit more and what type of goals you will want to try to achieve for yourself. Sometimes it may come from getting involved with a counselor or a career counselor to give you that sense, or a coach to give you a better clarity about my next steps and what I want for myself, because all of that involves some degree of self-awareness. And that's what the soul wants. It wants us to have increasing amounts of awareness about who and what we really are. Yes, we need the career. Yes, we need to pass that exam. Yes, we need to be able to be involved socially in relationships and would like to be even involved in relationships. All that is important, but all those experiences is the one thing in mind is the soul evolution, the soul advancement, the soul's growth is the key. So having no goals it gets back on that fence too, with procrastination and indecisiveness and indifference. And so you have to be able to say, I want to figure out what I want as my goal. It can be short goals. It can be long-term goals. It can be a short goal is this week. I'm going to work on whatever, whatever. See how I do. And then I'm going to figure out what I want to do for the next week. Or it could be a little bit longer goal. For this particular 3-month period of time, I want to work on making myself aware of when I'm slipping up with making negative statements and catch myself and start to refine that into making more positive, realistic, honorable statements that is uplifting to my soul and uplifting to my being and gives me greater sense of joy, greater sense of fulfillment in my life. Because if we're looking at things, you know, the old saying is we can look at things from the glass half empty or half full. And if we tend to look at things as half empty, then that's really moves us more into a negative mindset. And this is the next fifth quality that I want to talk about is the mindset that we find ourselves in. And if we're in a fixed type of mindset, then it means that we're seeing things more from a negativity that's not a part of what the soul wants. And negativity that is looking at and saying, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. Or I'm not going to make a good decision there because I never make good decisions. Or I'm not good at that. Or I can't, I won't, and I don't types of things. And it may be you just need to have some tweaking take place. You just need some guidance, some mentoring, or someone to sit down and talk with you about other ways of looking about something, especially if you're in your teens or in your 20s. Even those in their 30s and 40s, we all can benefit from sitting down and just having a conversation with a good friend or a person has an objective view about us, but is kind to be able to help us to see some things about ourselves that we may not see about ourselves, but other people can be able to see that. So this mindset that we can have that is kind of like operating underneath the surface of who we are is passing judgments and telling us what we can and we can't do. And that fixed mindset is something that I've talked about in previous episodes is the ego persona. And the ego persona is always going to tell you what you can't do. It's always going to tell you who's better and who's worse. It's always going to tell you about how you did that in a terrible way. And we, as walking on our spiritual path, have to realize, no, that's not it. I don't have to look at this from that vantage point. Let me look at it from God's vantage point. Let me look at it from the point of, God, what do you want me to learn from this experience or this situation that I find myself in? What is the best decision that I can make right now based upon the information I have? Or do I need more information to make a better decision? So what are the questions I need to ask? We can ask our inner self, the soul self, the substance of our life, our I am presence, the Christ that exists within us and around us. We can ask other people to give us guidance and to help us as we're moving forward in our life, as opposed to sitting on the fence with procrastination, indecision, indifference, and then these others, what I'm talking about in terms of being goalless and also with this mindset that is seeing things from the half-empty glass perspective. A fixed mindset is not supporting our soul and what our soul needs and our soul sensitivities. So these are the things that can come from being ingredients that feed into the lack of perseverance and also puts the soul kind of in a straitjacket, not able to grow, not able to move, not able to expand because it's locked in. And we want to take off that straitjacket. We want to use the wonderful quality of perseverance. That's that grit, that determination, that fire in the belly. That I want to get this done. I want to get it done right. I want to get it done to the glory of God. I want to be able to help or serve in some particular way. But how do we do that? Because there seems to be a lot of resistance to persevering in certain situations. And Sometimes, you know, we do need to sit down and just think about what is it that I'm trying to achieve? What is it that I'm trying to have manifest in my world? And that means being clear of the goals that you're wanting and thinking about it. There's enough self-help books out there to help you look at goals and how to formulate goals that are in your best interest. And that's one of the qualities that allows a soul to be able to help and guide you to being able to refine your goals about what's important in your life. One of the things I wanted to now talk about is the soul's wants and needs, as we're talking about this quality of perseverance. And I like to think of it interchangeably with persistence, also with grit and drive. These are really come similar words in many regards. So you hear me saying them interchangeably. What the soul really wants is engagement. It wants you to engage in living life. Go past these lacks of perseverance, that's the five that I just finished talking about, and move into, let me make a decision. And let me see how that decision works out. Let me learn from that, because the soul then can help us in the soul sensitivities. And you're asking the question, so what is it that I'm supposed to do here? What's the decision I need to make here? And sometimes we think that these answers are kind of like billboard lights, you know, coming up and telling us what we need to do. And sometimes maybe that may happen, but most times for us, it does not happen that way. It comes more in a subtle, quiet voice that tells us, or by a person, or by a book, or by something that we see, observe about other people, we realize, oh, that ties into what I need to do here. So what we have to be more of is alert to, once we ask the question and start to contemplate that question, how the answer may come to us and how it may help us to be able to take it to the next level, the next step in our soul growth and in our experiences of the living of life. So get off the fence and start living life. Be aware of the fact, too, that we can adjust. Just because we didn't do it right doesn't mean we're not going to always do it right. I mean, let me see if I say that right. Just because we did not do it right, it doesn't mean that for the next several times we're going to do it wrong. No, it means that we adjust, we learn, we grow, we overcome, we keep moving. That quality of being mindful now, mindful and a growth mindset is what we're trying to use now in order to help support our perseverance, our growth mindset, seeing the possibilities, seeing the opportunities. Seeing it from this vantage point is far more exciting and far more helpful to the soul than seeing it from, I can't do it, or I don't know how to do it, or I shouldn't do it, or I don't do it. And it's more of, God, direct my ways, direct my path. What do you want me to do in this situation? It's like you're having a conversation with God. This is what I'm thinking about, I want to do. Please guide me and refine my thinking about this. And then all of a sudden, we have a person come to us and say something to us that hooked, tied right into what we were just asking the question about. That's what we want. With the perseverance of being able to say, I'm going to continue to walk on my path and do the things I need to do. I'm going to do it from the best self, from my best self. Because that's what the soul wants. And when that's happening, then we're always growing. We're always advancing. We're always learning from our experiencing. And we're not quitting. We're not giving up. We're seeing the silver lining in a dark cloud. We're willing to be able to say, okay, that didn't work out. That didn't work out at all. And in fact, I'm feeling pretty lousy about the experience or whatever went on for you. But you're saying, okay, I give myself a little downtime, you know, from that. And then I'm getting back up. I'm continuing to walk. And when I continue to walk, I'm going to continue to jog. And when I continue to jog, I'm going to continue to run. I'm going to continue to move forward in the things that I'm doing. That now that I have goals, now that I understand my soul and my soul needs to be engaged in the living of life, that I am going to continue to move forward because I am a Christed one. Because I have a path, a spiritual path. And I know that God is walking right along there with me, trying to help me. And even though it's a silent partner in all of this, is always there because we invited God into our life. We invited his presence and the sense of whatever you want to call God. Your creator, the I am presence, the Atman, or you want to call Jesus, or you want to call the saint. You know, they're all representatives of the divinity that exist around us or within us, that they're there to guide and help us. But the key is the call compels the answer. That's the law of the universe. So we have to be able to make the call and ask for guidance, ask for help in a situation, ask. Use the quality of perseverance to say, God, I'm not going to let you go until you give me the answer here. Like the angel struggled, you know, I'm not going to let you go. Help me to see that. So our attention is always on God, guide me in this situation. Our attention is always on giving God the glory for all that he gives to us and all that he ways in which he helps us, known and unknown ways that we are being helped, that allows us to feel the flow of God's presence with us, guiding, aiding, directing us in ways that are moving us in that quality of perseverance. It also helps us when we're perseverers, we don't get tied up and being discouraged. Yes, we get down. Yes, we don't always feel good about things, but we have a time limit. We don't wallow in it. And instead saying, yeah, this was a bummer. There's a lot of things out here that do create bummers, that creates really painful situations too. And I'm not making light of that. But God always has something for us to learn in every experience that we go through. In every experience. We can find some kernel or something, a large stalk of a corn in the situation that is trying to be grown from the experience that we're going through. Because ultimately what God wants is refinement of our soul, to be refined, to be more and more and more like the Christ, like Jesus Christ, who became the model of how those virtues and qualities that he has, that we would want, that Christ mind that he had, we want that Christ mind too. We want to be thinking in a higher way that expands our soul's evolution, expands our soul growth, so that things that people get really angry and rant and rave about, we don't. We walk in a spiritual path. We see it from a different vantage point. We see it from a different lens. We understand these experiences that we're going through, God is refining us, helping us to grow and advance in ways we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. Something to think about. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining me for this episode on Mastering Life's Adventures. Being your best self through soul evolution. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today, I would be delighted if you would share this episode with others, leave a thumbs up, and subscribe to my Mastering Life's Adventures podcast. Look forward to your joining the next episode. Please leave any comments or suggestions you might have below. Bye for now.